Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So school year starts Tuesday, August 13th.
Yes, sir. We'll have a lot of, honorary guests from the community and from school board members to welcome all the kids on each campus. So that's how we started the year for the last couple of years.
Is that so. Right? Who are some of the honorary guests?
Well, we'll have a lot of school board members. Ms. Hooten, Mr. Reed, Mr. Starks, Dr. Hendricks, Dr. Green. Gabe Witkoff should be there. Yeah. Ed Herring may be there. So, yeah, we're excited to have all them. Then we usually have the mayor at a campus. We'll have chief of police. We just try and invite as many people. Well, usually the president of the college is there. So hopefully President Rudin will be able to be there. So it's always an exciting day just to be able to welcome all the kids. And we'll have groups at every campus.
And you're starting a little bit earlier than most districts are, but you're not the first by any means getting started this year.
No, sir. There's actually a district that started today. So we've still got a little over a week to go before we start. So they're starting really early, but they're also going to a 4-day week.
And you're talking about Athens here.
Yes, sir. So they had to add 2 days to the beginning, 2 weeks to the beginning of their school year and 1 week to the end of the school year and able to get the number of minutes. Now their days are also going to be longer, but they will be off on Fridays.
What do you think about that idea?
I am going to pay attention to sure. how their scores do, how do their extracurricular activities do, what does it do for teacher retention, all the different things that play into yeah. a successful district. So, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to it. If it's something that's really successful, it may be something that we look at in the future.
I'm sure a lot of superintendents will be watching that. Be interesting to see how that turns out. But you start Tuesday, August 13th. That's about the same place
about the same
the calendar.
Week. Yes, sir. About the same week we started last year.
Well, you started last year, and so you will end end of May.
Yes, sir. We try and get out before Memorial Day.
Right. So that's how that will go, just as it has the last year or two. New principal at the middle school?
Miss Tina Bronson. We're very excited to have Miss Bronson. She's been with the district, I believe, 19 years. Most of those as a fourth grade writing teacher. Then she spent the last 3 years at Commerce at A.C. Williams Elementary School mm-hmm. as an assistant principal, and this will be her first year as a principal at Commerce Middle School, and we're very, very excited about Ms. Bronson.
What do you look for in a principal, moving a person? Now, she has been an assistant principal, you said.
Yes, sir.
But in moving someone from teacher to assistant principal and finally to a principal, what are the things that you look for?
Well, we want somebody that can handle themselves in sometimes tough situations, mm-hmm. but most importantly, we want an academic leader, somebody that can lead academically, that can help teachers learn how to be better teachers, and at the same time keep a focus on what our core goal is, which is to educate students.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, and Charlie is the Commerce ISD superintendent. Something that has become a big thing is the ACE program combined with the Boys and Girls Club here in Commerce, and that is going to be up and running the first day. This is an after school
yes, sir.
Program.
We got a 21st century grant for a large amount of money. We were able to use that to combine with Boys and Girls Club to have an incredible after school program. Now, last year was the first year of it, and we didn't get the grant until halfway through August, so we weren't able to start it until September 1st. So we're really excited now with the year, with a lot of the personnel filled out, with a lot more planning time this summer for all our campus directors. So we're really excited about where it's going to be this year, and it will be ready to go the first day of school.
What are some examples of what they do after school?
Everything from mentoring programs to character building to getting homework done to academic help. So there's a lot of different parts to the program. They're looking at maybe adding some robotics parts this year. They'll have physical activities. Everybody gets fed a dinner, so there's just a lot of different parts to it that really helps. And, you know, it's one of those programs, it's free to all our parents. So now then, it's a way for them to have something for their kids to do that gives them something still at the campus so they're not having to worry about transportation or anything else. And if they've got a job that goes a little bit later, it gives them the ability to have something.
Kids have to sign up for this, and I guess you had pretty high percentage of kids participating in this last year?
Yes, sir. I guess we based on what we were billed, we had about 90, we met a 90% goal of what we had been shooting for at the beginning of the year as far as number of students. That's about 150 kids at the elementary school, about 200 kids between middle school and intermediate, and then another 100 kids at the high school. So we're trying to get a whole lot of kids there. And yes, there's a lot of kids involved. There are a lot of kids that, especially at the secondary level, though, that are involved in extracurricular activities. So they sort of already had after school activities.
And now we're going to run out of time before too long, but there's been a lot of talk about the FACE program that is being carried on through Commerce ISD and CareVide, providing medical assistance, medical care at middle school. And you've got a new facility that's already open and up and running.
Yes, sir. We did a lot of construction this work on a building behind the middle school, the old middle school, the old high school.
Yeah.
So if you've been here a while, it can be both.
Yeah.
But it's the FACE building, which is a family and community engagement center, along with CareVide, which is a doctor's office that'll be there on Mondays and Thursdays for our students to go to. So there's actually two different sections. So we rebuilt a section in the FACE. There's some washers, some dryers, some showers, some things in case we have some families that have emergencies and just need some help to be able to take care of themselves for a little bit, or if they just need resources, it's a great place for them to go. Ms. Walker and Ms. Myers both do a great job with that, and they were a big part of the group that started talking to CareVide about getting a healthcare professional to come in here and be able to take care of our kids so that our kids didn't have to miss as much school, that they could be seen a little bit quicker. So between those two organizations, we think it's going to be really busy back there, but we're really excited about what it can do for our community and our students.
So the FACE program is operating every day. CareVide will be there 2 days a week.
Yes, sir.
Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.